What different buildings did you have on your farm?
We had, as I mentioned before, the barn, and we called it a crib mostly, and the smokehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's where he kept the smoked meat.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one, in fact, we still have it. It's run down, but that was the only out buildings, and then the little junk house, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
The only outside ones we had.
What would you keep in the barn? With a crib?
Well, anything to do with the farming or any of that was kept, in, you know, near the barn.
Mm-hmm.
Corn, when you had any, if you made any, to keep in there. That's things of that nature.
But does crib and barn mean the same thing to you? Or is a crib part of the barn, or is a crib the same thing as the barn, or... How do you use those words?
Well, I was always brought up as it being a crib, so a crib and barn to me back then were the same thing. Of course, a crib is a child's bed, you know, to me now, and not a place to keep farm.
Say you keep corn, you keep that in, is that what you call the crib, where you keep corn?
Yes.
Or, what about say, a building or part of a building where you store grain?
Well, it would be in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
The part, you mean a part of it, a bin in there?
Mm-hmm.
A bin in the barn to keep it in.
But did you ever hear of anything called a granary or a granary?
Mm-hmm.
What about the upper part of the barn?
The loft.
Okay. Now this crib that you're talking about, it had a loft to it?
No, not really. It was just open, all open.
Mm-hmm. Did you keep hay in the crib?
Yes, we had hay in it.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a horse. When I was real small, we had one.
Mm-hmm.
And we, of course, kept the hay in there, but...
Where did you keep the horse?
In later years, kept it in the stable, right near the barn.
Mm-hmm. That one part of the barn, though.
Yes, it was all under the same roof.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about a place around the barn, fenced in place around the barn where the animals could walk around?
That was called a lot.
Okay. And say, if you had too much hay to get up in the barn, you might keep it outside in a... How would you keep it outside? You know, maybe take a pole and...
Yeah, a haystack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Any other types of...
Well, we never had any haystacks or anything like that. We didn't... You're talking about like the stacked peanuts and all, and...
The stacked peanuts.
And things similar to this, and
mm-hmm.
what I call a haystack sort mm-hmm. of thing with a pole up through the middle of it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a haystack sort of... something that was built with maybe four poles and... Or maybe had a roof to it, or
mm-mm.
hay rack, or hay
No,
roof.
I never.
And did you ever work with hay in
mm-mm.
yourself? Or?
No.
Would you know what they called it a long time ago when they let the hay dry and they'd rake it up in little piles? What before they'd stack it? What they'd call those little piles?
I don't know what.
Doodle or shock or.
That's out of my time. I don't remember any of that.
Okay.
We didn't fool with any of it, so
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know.
What different animals did you have?
The only thing we ever had was cows and hogs and chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Other than, as I said, when I was small, when we had the horse. But in later years, we didn't have any of that. The only thing was maybe... one or two hogs at the time, and a few chickens is all,
mm-hmm.
but no cows.
When you did have cows, where did you keep them?
They mostly in the lot, as I referred
mm-hmm.
to. They stayed in the lot or turned them out in the daytime, you know, to graze around about in the woods and back. When we had them like that, people didn't worry about it. There's not a highway out here, so they didn't worry about them roaming out on the road and all.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, now you can't do that. They have to be fenced.